Cole Thompson, Millville. Hey, I caught you just as you were pulling away. 15-7, another good day.
Yeah, it was another great day. Glad to be safe and rode two solid motos and feel good.
And I guess talk about that a little bit. First moto, looks like you didn't qualify that well, so probably didn't get a good gate pick. And like you talked about at Red Bud, then you don't get a good start.
Yeah, I mean, I had a kind of a horrible start and then didn't make good lines or good line choices on the first lap and just didn't get up to the front pack. And then they kind of got away and rode to a 15th, which was all right. And then the second moto, I just put everything I had into it, and Short was right there in front of me, and I just couldn't seem to get that extra little bit to get around him.
Yeah, you were marking him. He'd pull on you, you'd pull on him. Like, it was like a constant yo-yo thing. But it had to be cool because, hey, that's Andrew Short.
Yeah, no, it's cool to be battling with guys like that and to be up that close to the front.
Mm-hmm. No Washougal?
No Washougal, no. Going home and then get ready for Southwick in 3 weeks.
What are you going to do in these 3 weeks? Any racing or just practicing, hanging out?
Just going to keep training harder and harder and hopefully come into Southwick with that much better results and see what I can do.
What about the track? You've never been here. Many, many pros say this is their favorite one on the circuit. What'd you think?
Never been here. Great dirt. I found the track really narrow from what it looks on TV. Other than that, though, I thought the track was overall really good. A little bit different from, you know, obviously some of the other rounds. Mm-hmm. Similar to Red Bud, though, I found.
All right, man. Thanks, and good job again.
Thank you.